some two hitched together, like two mules hitched together, would be a
team.
If a little cow, when it is first born, is called a
calf.
Do you know a distinction between male and female when they're first born?
Oh yes, they have. They call the female heifer. And as far as I can remember, he's called he's a little bull.
If you had a cow that was expecting a calf, how would you tell somebody this? You say she's what?
Well, she's pregnant. She'll find her calf, as they used to tell them. She will find her calf. Sometime, and they always knew when it was, all right.
Riding animals that you mentioned last night.
Horses.
A female is called a
filly.
And one
horse.
The male is called a
could be a stud, or it could be yearling, or there's another one too.
Stallion.
Stallions. I'm trying to say yes. Well, stallion and stud go so close together. So stallion is a good one.
Do you know a long time ago whether you remember hearing like your grandmother would not use certain words talking about male animals that your grandfather would use? Did you ever?
Oh yes, yes. They wouldn't even. We weren't even allowed to say bull. But they never said that. That's a bad word. You don't talk like that. You said bulldog. Well, that's a breed, of course. But you never referred to a male cow as being bull.
How about horses and pigs?
There wasn't any particular. Boar and a pig is a distinction. The only distinguishing feature I ever heard that a boar hog, meaning that it was a male, it was just a hog, it was just that was a distinction feature. If it wasn't a boy, it was a female.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of these horses, Everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride horses.
And last year he what his every day.
Rode.
If you couldn't stay on, you'd say I fell
off the horse.
If a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say I must have
fallen out of the bed.
The things you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Horseshoe.
And the part of the foot that you put them on is called
the hoof.
And a horse has four
hoofs.
Do you know a game you used to play with those things?
Oh yes.
What did you call it?
Horseshoe pitching.
The male sheep is called a
ewe.
And the female sheep is called a
cow.
What is it that sheep have on their backs that they are kept for?
Wool.
And you just told me that. If you had a pig that you didn't want to grow up to be a boar, what would you have to do to it?
Castrate it.
And do you call the same thing for cats and horses and dogs?
I suppose if they were emasculated, yes.